Here we have an open door policy. If you have beer, we'll open the door. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh!
I'm here this week.
Wow!
Before you guys could even say it.
Damn it!
He's on top of
it. He beat me to it. Oh, full slate of co-hosts this week, so we're going to have some
Louis
fun.
Here.
Later on in the show, we're going to look at some beers to look out for. Some beer releases. There's going to be a listeners calling into the show and telling us about their beer, whatever ish beer geek issue they have.
What's your issue?
We'll try to work it out for them.
What's your malfunction?
Yeah, we'll help you out. We're here. We're the helpline, beer geek helpline. That's what we are every
week.
There's
a bear outside.
There's a bear outside. Louis is here as well. He's not mic'd up, which is good.
Yeah,
you don't want him mic'd up. And we're also, if you're like an audio aficionado, you're like, whoa, sounds a little odd. We're in the house. It's 108 degrees today, and the studio isn't really air. It's swamp cooled, which it has to be turned off during the show, so it's not that conducive. So, we took over the house.
If the show sounds dead, because of all the sound deadening.
Yeah.
That is a house.
So there you go. But normal show this week. We're going to have some fun. We're going to drink some beers we were drinking before the show or during our tailgate session. We had an exclusive from officially brewing Zach's Brewing out of Fresno, California, downtown Fresno on Fulton Street. We're months away. We're tap room watching Zach's, but we're tasting some of their beer right now. The milkshake IPA. It's called the IPA. It's a
the greatest style.
It's got lactose, vanilla bean, and coconut in it. I found it to be very delicious, and I don't like coconut, and I've still found that delicious.
Delicious. It was good.
Delicious.
Well, I wonder if it will be on. Up on the board when they open.
I believe it will.
Oh, it's a border.
I think it's a border.
All right.
Yeah.
It's going to be up there on the board.
First up.
Will I be able to walk it in the opening day of Zach's Brewing? Hot it. And then just walk out and go over to Tioga.
Yes. But first, see, here's the secret menu item. Uh-oh. He can't wait any longer.
Uh-oh.
I love gold. Are you remixing it?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Old. It's old.
Sorry, probably one of my favorite songs from Faith No More is Midlife Crisis. And then Alvarado Street Brewing out of whichever town you choose it to be, which is either Salinas or...
Salinas. That's where the real stuff is.
Or Monterey.
Oh, that tourist trap Monterey.
They made Faith No S'more.
Just suckers
in there. Imperial Stout with chocolate, graham crackers, and marshmallows. I'm going to go to the right.
Oh.
Is that right?
From center to
for
right
the brother.
Of your podcast, Dom.
The brother would appreciate
while
this
I just
more
sit here.
You would appreciate Faith No More.
I know.
You're both probably even on that scale, but.
Right.
As far as stouts go, that's
they're
all
too metal for me.
Is it easy like Sunday morning?
There you go.
Oh, now easy, it's coming like back around. More. And I have some. Yay.
Was this distilled in Mike Borden's snare drum?
Yes.
I mean fermented, sorry.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Wrong Jeez. Podcast. Is this the whiskey pod?
It's an imperial stout with chocolate, graham cracker, and marshmallows.
It's not very heavy on the mellows.
Had it on the show before, or I've just had it personally. I don't know. It was like last year. It's been a while.
Maybe last year. I mean, whatever, dude.
Mm, it's got some boozy.
Booze.
It's a little boozy.
I believe it's 9%.
Oh, there you go. The aroma is booze.
The brother's like, let me see this again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what?
He put it down. He's like, eh, I don't know if I'm interested. What, 9%?
Mm. Now you'll speak my language.
More interested?
Now I'm interested.
So I was talking to the Zacks, and they determined it was way too expensive to do the untapped menu
board.
Oh, the
board? Yeah. Oh. Did,
so they're going to leave a strip of chalkboard up there. You're going to have to go write your own name. Your
I'll
own check in.
I'll do it
on the strip of chalkboard.
I will do it.
It's
because I love looking at myself up on those electronic Untappd boards.
It's $550 for the year for the digital menu through Untappd.
That's ridiculous.
Who for could the afford whole year,
such things? $50 a
but,
month.
But like,
this is an outrage.
But what's the initial cost?
No, so there's $100 per TV.
Mikey's doing math right
now. You have to buy a Chrome bit.
One TV.
What? These guys have a kiss out.
And then there's...
Wait, $100. Wait, you have to buy their sets? TV sets?
You have to buy... Because the TVs, even though if they're smart or not, you have to buy some sort of... some use a Raspberry Pi, some use a Windows 10 PC stick, and some use a Chrome bit.
Okay.
All the menu systems, I'm researching this for our own company. Uh-huh. So they all have a setup fee. They all have their own smart device that they use that plugs into the TV itself. And then they all have a subscription fee per month. Untapped, you have to pay for 1 year up front.
Oh, they want to get you for that whole year. Yeah. They're like, you're not going to stay open more than 2 months. We got to get that motherfuckers for a whole year.
Even though it's a month to month, you still have to pay for the whole year up front. Mm.
Damn.
So you're paying Bastards. For the you're paying for the little device.
Yeah.
And then the $550 for the whole
there's shmeal. The major ones are beer menus, digital pour, Tap Hunter, and Untapped. Those are the main four. There's a couple beyond that, but they all have their own features where each one's a little bit more integrated. It's like this one can do. I think
I've seen that digital pour before, and it's a pretty cool
That's board. The one that's at Hop Grenade, and they used to have it at House of Pendragon. That's the one that'll show you the keg level.
Yeah.
With the fuel gauge.
Yeah.
The fuel gauge.
Yeah. I want to see when I can blow a keg.
Tap Hunter is a little bit better.
I'll blow this mother.
At inventory management. And then Untapped is popular because it has a huge user base. Mm-hmm. So it depends what
off. I've heard of it.
It depends what you need.
Leaderboard. No more. I love knocking, getting on that leaderboard.
Just don't have a midlife crisis. Look at,
I want to get, because it'll feature three. And I want to get all, that's the quest, or that's the point, is you want to get all three. Mm-hmm. You just want to just completely take up the Untapped board.
You know, yes. So,
that's all me up there.
Mikey Topboard. Mikey Topboard. Mikey Topboard.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Excuse me, honey. Did you see that? What? The board up there? You mean the TV?
Yeah.
Did you see who's up there? I'm not really Mikey something. Yeah, it's me.
Had it.
So.
Everybody knows here I've had it.
Hey, everyone. Look at the board. I always do that. Nobody ever looks at the board. No, I'm just like, I just checked in. Nobody gives any shits about it. And then like somebody will text me like 5 days later. I just knocked you off the board. I was like, wow, I've been up there for 5 days and nobody's checked into something.
It's a record. Now's the time when you're going to start creating acronyms for your Untapped handle. So you can put like ass or.
Yep. Oh, like we used to do in my Miss Pac-Man leaderboard at 7-Eleven.
Sometimes I feel like you could get kind of upset with it. You could just like, you go in, you sit down at the bar, you order your beer, and you look up, it's all, Mikey Topboard checked into this beer 15 minutes. You're out and about, no response. And you look, and you're just like, the hell, dude? You don't want to hang out with me? You're here.
No. Nope.
It's like, oh, really sorry, here. I didn't see your text message. We can hang out.
I had to leave. I had the thing.
Suddenly he checks in again after that text.
Wait, how did he do that? Where is he? I'm just in the parking lot, just checking in.
Just checking
in. What a jerk.
Got to be in the vicinity to make it count.
Yep, it counts. All right, well, Faith Knows More beer.
Good beer.
You liking it? Too boozy for me, but it's good beer. We also, during the tailgate session, we also had a crowler, another Kushnok crowler. They're Kolsch. The Kressig or Kolsch. Nice Kolsch. Easy drinking.
Very easy.
There's still a little bit left. I'm not sure. Did Peter Brewer have that yet? All right.
Twice.
Easy drinking. Good Kolsch from Maine. Out there in the Maine. That state.
Ah.
Over there in the top right corner of your map.
Not Texas, Maine, or...
No. I did not know there was a Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Texas seems like...
Everybody knows about
Texas it. Seems like they have, like, whatever town there is in the country, Texas has that. Has their
they're
version.
The had it of the U.S.?
Yeah. They're like, oh, had it. Springfield, had it.
Oh, we
Fresno,
got one of those.
Had it. They have a Fresno, Texas, outside of Houston.
Yeah. Paris, Texas.
Our Houston rep probably knows about that.
That place?
Oh, Fresno? Mm-hmm.
Never heard of her.
So that's we're all caught up. We're going and we're culture. Nick, culture.
Culture.
Did you find something?
Oh, tons.
Tons of the things.
Tons of fun.
How about Valley locally sourced hops?
Yes.
Golden State hops.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's a thing.
2018 harvest. It's out. You can now buy this year's crop.
Do they have all the cool hops?
No.
Apparently, no.
Well, maybe they can't grow those in the valley.
There's a limited amount of varieties you can grow in the Central Valley just because it's so fucking hot.
Oh, is it? Ooh. Do you know what varieties they have?
I saw the only one I could find was Chinook. Seems to be
big. Apparently, the valley can grow Chinook. I would like. I hope that they have like an exclusive, you can only get that hop from the Central Valley hop,
like a spicy hop, Fresno pepper, Fresno chili hop.
Oh yeah, Fresno
hops are known to be regional, so it's possible they could create their own varietal.
Hopefully, Golden State hops
do a hybrid.
I want a hat from them. I have a hat from them. I wear it from time to time.
I have a sticker.
Around town. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And Louie has ear trouble.
The bear's back.
It's the smoke.
Them damn smoke fires up there in Yosemite.
So has anyone brewed beer with the locally grown hops yet?
That I'm not sure about. I think there might be some of the smaller breweries that... may have. Mm-hmm. I know they approached us at one point, but I'm not sure if we're signed up with them or not. But we do use a substantial amount of hops, so I don't know if we might deplete their inventory with we try to do something run. On the regular.
You're like, sorry, Toga was here.
How many pounds do you want? What?
That's all.
Did you say tons?
Yeah. A lot of pounds.
We use a lot of hops.
Metric shit ton, please.
You guys are happy.
They're going to be at the Fresno Food Expo.
Nice.
I'm confused about that. I thought it happened.
Did it happen?
No. It's Wednesday, Thursday this week.
Okay.
There you go. So you it mean, did happen.
It did happen because today's Friday.
Yeah, it did. I told you it happened. I was there. It was great.
It was wonderful.
It was a good time.
I ate fresh hops.
Mm-hmm.
Boxed beers. Anybody care? Boxed beer, you're going once.
Boxed beers,
you're going twice.
I'm not a wine drinker, so I'm assuming wine out of a box is the same. But as far as wine, a wine out of a box is the same as a wine out of a bottle. If you poured two glasses, one glass out of a bottle, one glass out of a box, didn't tell the person, mm-hmm. would they be able to tell? If it's a wine.
So where the brother is getting at is it does exist.
Boxed beer exists. Boxed
beer. But they also make some brewing companies, they'll package in disposable kegs, which are a plastic keg with, but they do have a bladder inside of them. So it'd be the similar thing. It's just not cardboard.
Mm-hmm. So is there any, tell me about this box beer. Do you know about it?
So apparently, I guess this is where the trouble comes in. They're uncarbonated. Okay. So they got to be naturally fermented. Like, remember back in, 2014 when Firkins were all the rage?
Yeah. That weird anomaly.
It's Firkin awesome.
I love uncarbonated things.
Yeah. Cask beers, as they call
them. Cask beers. So I guess.
And there was 80,000 videos of people trying to
tap it
it failed, and it was like, "Wee, this is fun."
End up drenched in sticky, warm, unfermented beer. So I guess that's the only type of beer you'll be getting in these boxes. Hmm.
You can't act like a growler would, where you just fill it up and then it's in there. It's not. Yeah, you can't. There's going to be air in there.
Yeah.
So you can't. So what the hell?
So what the hell? So it's
so 10 people in America will want this because it's like like Firkin. Oh, it's like Firkin. There's like three dudes that are just like, oh, I love that Firkin beer.
Or they'll have a fridge big enough to fit the whole box of beer in the fridge. So it's a 1.5 liter bag in a box. So it didn't. Sorry.
We're not used to Louis having his water dish.
Sorry, guys. I'm thirsty. You know?
That's the new way to drink beer. You go ahead
and drink, Louis.
Louis's got some bowl
IPA. Stay hydrated, Louis. Stay hydrated.
That's what it sounds like when you drink an IPA out of a bowl.
Oh, I might bust out an IPA bowl later. You listen for it, folks. Don't go anywhere. IPA bowl coming out later.
So I don't know. I guess there's reasons for it. I just don't know. I think it's the carbonation thing that's going to limit a lot of people's palate.
Yep.
Because I don't know how you keep that box from exploding under pressure. Popping, busting seams.
Yep. It's going to be a nothing. Big nothing burger.
And since we're talking about packaging, 19.2 ounce cans. Mm-hmm. Are they staying, or are they just another trend?
What are those? What are those? The big
stovetop.
Stovepipe. So I guess they're easy to can because they fit in canning lines.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
really, you just have to adjust them up or something, or like we're doing the 19.5.
You totally have to rebuild the whole machine because everything's with tolerances and gaps and everything, but. The deal is, there's parts that deal with the circumference of the vessel that you're filling. So they're the same width as a 16 ounce and a 12 ounce. So there's less parts you have to purchase or interchange to go between sizes.
But you can't just put those in there when you're canning 12 ounce or 16 ounces and go, like, all right, now you have to adjust, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? So
you think, or is this something that's going to last? Is that what you're
asking? Is it going to last? Well, actually, porch drinking is asking, is it going to last? My thoughts are
porchdrinking.com.
It's for some reason, it's weird. Back when bombers were cool.
I love gold.
Way back when.
Way back when bombers were. I remember when bombers were cool.
I would not order a 22 ounce bomber at a concert and drink it right out of the bomber. But for some reason, I have, and I would buy a stovepipe can at a concert.
Hell yeah.
And drink the entire.
Great ass time, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Why that's so weird to me. Like, what's the difference? For some reason, it's just weird to drink out of a giant bottle, but
2.8 ounces, that's what the difference is?
That's exactly the difference.
I I like this format, that cam format. The problem is for me is there is some stores that seem to be carrying more of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they're almost all big beer or bio beer. There's very little of those that are craft.
Well, I think there are very little that are being put into that format.
Right.
From craft.
Yeah. Okay. Right. But like the places I go to, that format is almost all big beer. And I want that form. Like there are days where like I only have $4 and I want a beer tonight. And those come in real nice, real handy.
Yeah.
When you have $4 and you want a beer. And like, oh, this is awesome. This is a rad format for that. But I have very little to choose from. Like, sometimes you'll see a Sierra.
Yeah, pale. They put the beer for drinking in that one.
Sometimes.
And that's two for $4.
A Firestone has that.
Mainly Oscar there? Blues is what I see.
Yeah, the Dale's Pale.
Dale's Pale, yeah.
Isn't there a Firestone?
I want to say 805, but yeah, maybe also.
I think it's 805. And it seems like maybe deep, not DBA, one of their.
Easy Jacker?
Yeah. No, I'd be excited about an Easy Jack one in that format. It's one of their other ones I don't give a shit about. One of their British tasting pails.
The Lager.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, Dale's is in it. I guess Dogfish Head is going to start doing one if they're not already.
Hmm.
Oh, the 1050, that also comes in one of those.
Yep.
Yeah, but Dale's is sort of a semi buyout beer, so a craft buyout beer.
So you're standing in front of the store and you're like, hey, can you buy me some beer?
Hey, man, what? You buy a beer? Okay, but like you definitely are old enough to buy beer. Yeah, I know, but I can't be seen buying that beer. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Here's $20. You can keep a couple to yourself.
Oh shit! Deschutes does fresh squeeze.
Deschutes. Oh, where's this at?
What?
I get that. Seems like I've seen that recently.
Man,
maybe it was a picture. I think it was on Instagram. It's like, ooh,
is this real life? Ooh, is this just fantasy?
Vanilla 1050.
See that's when something like a beer that normally you wouldn't buy, but it's in that format, and all of a sudden it becomes really good. You're just like, oh,
12th all never.
All of a sudden, that Deschutes is really good. Normally it's not, but since it's in this format,
it was. Yeah, it's the can that makes the difference. So anyways, check out porchdrinking.com. They have a pretty cool article. They go through all the ups and downs of this catastrophe.
Louie, come on, man. Drive me crazy.
I think he's in a drum circle.
What else, Matt? You got some culture? You've been waiting for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yes.
It's only one story. Have you guys heard of Keith Villa? You didn't talk about this last week.
I know some
Keith. Keith Stone?
Do you know Keith Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do not.
So Keith Villa is a retired individual in the alcohol industry.
Oh, man. That's a dream.
Booze.
After 32 years in the beer business, after all.
What kind of 401k do you think he has?
He is launching a brewery called Donovan Brewing Company in their hometown of Aravada, Colorado.
Aravada?
A-R-V-A-D-A.
Who the hell named that town? We shall name it Aravada. The fuck? Okay.
So, I mean, so far it sounds pretty cool. So a guy that's worked in the beer industry for a long time, he's starting his own place. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the catch. He's the guy that invented Blue Moon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
And he's retired
from
Miller Coors in this past January
uh-huh.
after working 32 years with Miller Coors.
32 long, long years.
So,
you know how many Coors can cans that guy's drank?
So, he's no longer with Miller Coors. He's opening his own brewery.
Me neither.
Would you drink it?
You're no longer with me.
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess that's independent, right?
Right.
It's own personal money.
Even though the money he's made came from.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to know about that. Who knows? Like that money, that change you got back at the store today. Who knows where that money was? Who knows who that money? Who could have had that money? Jeez.
Is this touching that money?
Yeah. Is this buyout money? I know what you're saying, sir.
They planned
what's change you gave me? Is this buyout change?
Which register is the Indy register?
Yeah, the Indy register here.
So I just want to know what our Colorado reps think, first of all. Second of all, they plan on focusing on high-end offerings, including wine-beer hybrids, Grand Cruz, while also releasing Mexican-style lagers, amber ales, and other more traditional beer styles.
Amber ales. Woo! Get excited, guys. Amber ales.
Making a comeback. 2018.
So he's not.
Have you tried their ambers, bro?
So he's maybe not
That's a style that will never, and anything will ever happen with it.
He better be serving pizza at least.
So maybe he's not as cool as Chuck Silva, but they kind of have the same background.
He's not even as close as cool. But I mean, the one thing that people say about big beer like Budweiser or Coors, like those guys know how to consistently make a beer.
They're quality
control.
So this
guy better be consistent as mofo.
Yeah.
He better know how to do that.
Excuse me, this batch tastes different from what I remember.
Excuse me, a year ago I had this beer and I swear it's different.
My socks are still on. Last time they were not.
Yeah.
sock rating. So, if I start a beer app, I'm gonna have a sock rating.
Socks.
Yeah. Like once you get to like four and a half stars, then your socks pop off. Like.
So we're at lunch today, and the soda dispenser said Coke, original flavor.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Was it one of those magic ones that you can choose 80 different things to
No,
do?
This was a regular like soda dispenser.
Oh, boring.
But I'm thinking, who is left alive to know what the original flavor is going to taste like?
Me.
Oh, yeah? You were around back then?
Yeah.
Original Coke.
When we had the cocaine in
the
it?
The Coke leaves, yeah.
Beer could do the same thing, right? It'd be like IPA, original flavor.
Original IPA flavor.
Who's going to remember? Same family recipe.
It's going to be malty as hell. Be malty, malty, malty.
As far as working for a
taste
brewery,
taste of bass. That's what they used to do.
Things have evolved.
What's evolved?
We said working for a brewery, beer recipes have
evolved.
You got to
change, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just like saying that hazy IPAs have messed us up for life.
Oh, man.
It's going to take another generation of beer drinkers before we'll know what beer tastes like properly anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant like they're like a GMO or something, and they're physically messing us up for life.
Maybe. Who knows?
That's probably true.
that's the narrative Nick's going to start now.
It's a salmonella from the whey powder that they're putting in.
Hey, man, the hazies, bro, they're messing with your genes, man.
Like, literally, you can't fit in your jeans anymore.
Yeah. You got to go. You thought you were a 34 waist. Not after a bunch of hazies, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Other stuff?
I'm going to open up a classic 2010 IPA brewery.
It's going to be like Back to the Future 2, and you're going to have an 80s brewery.
Cafe's 80.
Cafe 80s brewery. Having an 80s IPA.
Brewery 2000s.
Yes.
Serving Buzz Beer.
Buzz Beer. It's got the Max Headroom.
Yeah.
Again. That was Max Headroom.
We can make it Drew Carey.
Brew Carey? Isn't that a...
Brew
That's Carey. An actual beer, I believe.
Oh, it's I'm not sure an Instagram handle?
Any phrase that you pretty much look at Untappd, there's a beer. Just pick any phrase.
No, I believe there was a caffeine infused beer called Brew Carry.
There should be.
Kid you not.
There should be.
Look it up.
It'd be ridiculous if there wasn't.
Prove me wrong.
No way to prove you wrong.
You guys don't care. All right.
I'm surprised there's not an Instagram handle.
Brew Carry. Or maybe is it a person?
Yeah.
And not a beer? Okay.
Brew_carry.
Are we following them? Are you in yours? Or Perfect Pours?
The last time. Oh, 3 days ago. So he's active.
That's what it is. Brew Carry.
Fonzier to Brew Carry.
Isn't it like a sweaty profile?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Drew Carey, but all sweaty is a profile.
Oh, wow. Like it's coming together.
Sweaty and hairy chested.
We know all the Instagram beer characters. We know all you guys.
I always feel so bad because sometimes people come up to me and they're like, hey, I'm Jake from State Farm. And I'm like, who are you? And they're like, oh, my Instagram handle is No Swimming Pools. I'm like, oh, dude, totally remember you.
Cool, now I know you.
Yeah.
I know your Instagram handle. I don't know your name, sir.
Thanks.
Ooh. Go see Matt at the Tioga Sagoda Beer Garden. Tioga Sagoda.
I'll remember you eventually.
He's got so many taps now.
John Cicada Beer Garden.
He has no sponsored by John Cicada.
Here. So that's my next story is...
Taugaskoy has...
If you come down to Taugaskoy, you will notice that there is a new 10-foot by 28-foot walk-in cooler in the middle of our new beer garden.
I'm bringing my tape measure.
I have spent the last 6 business days setting this thing up.
Business.
I have drilled holes.
It's business time.
I mounted a drip tray. I drilled holes for 32 taps. I have set 32 faucets up. I've set.
What'd you get? A Makita? What kind of? You get Makita?
Ryobi.
Ryobi. Yeah, that's all right, I guess.
Wow. I believe it was a Makita drill bit, though. But
yeah.
No, it was a Milwaukee drill bit. Sorry.
Yeah. Ooh, let down again.
Ryobi corporate. Is pretty.
Why don't you try using an indie drill bit? Okay.
Oh. Well, what would you use for your
corporate drill?
For your line of work,
corporate drill.
For your line of work that people don't know. What you do? What kind of power tools do you use?
These two ones, hands, right?
The ones that are yellow.
Oh.
Industrial and yellow.
Are you a DeWalt guy? No, it's not. Oh, yeah.
They're industrial.
Industry.
I was going to say Black & Decker, but that's orange.
That's for the general DeWalt public.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What?
Black & Decker owns DeWalt, so it doesn't matter.
What? Oh. Damn it. I always thought DeWalt was indie, bro.
I didn't want to start a fight. Gosh.
Great. Now I got to go to work tomorrow with a corporate drill.
That's right. Buyout drill.
Fucking buyout drill. That's what that customer was like looking at me sideways about the other day.
So anyways, I set up shelving. I installed faucets. I drilled holes for taps. I installed all the different hosing, hose clamps, everything. I did have some help along the way. I did have like a moment of clarity as like, oh, if I involve some of my staff, if they get to turn a wrench and stuff like that, it'll give them a sense of pride.
It's like a collab brew.
Yeah.
I poured in the grain.
Yeah. I did this. So it was like, I tried to be realistic. I was like, well, I could totally just do all this myself, but it's like, that's not as cool as if I involve some other people.
That's like with my 9-year-old now.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, you swept the backyard.
At the same time, I have to realize, I'm like, well, you know, it's kind of cool to delegate things. It's just like, I don't have to beat myself up and build all this cooler myself.
That's right.
But
that's what a boss does.
If you come in, you see the new 32-tap cooler, just know that it's something we've been waiting for a long time, and it's happened.
You got them all.
Yeah.
You have everything on tap there. By the way, we have not mentioned the beer we've been drinking.
Lines.
It's... Who is this from? Anchorage? Anchorage Brewing Company?
Anchorage?
Wow. This is like... It's got a sort of a little bit of a modern times.
It's a collab. I think right there.
Okay. Anchorage... Brewed and canned at Anchorage Brewing Company... And
turn it right here. I think that says it's in collaboration okay. with...
Collab with Monkish.
Monkish, there you go.
It's a DIPA. Did you guys see the percentage?
No.
Oh, do you want to guess this percentage?
8.2.
Matt says 8.2. We know it's a DIPA. Nick, what do you say?
8.6.
Closest without going over is Matt. It is an 8.4.
Yes. It is
right in between your guys.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Still got it.
Still got it.
This is damn good beer. I'm having more. Almost got the bottom pour.
Do it.
Oh, really? All right. What the hell?
It's good. It's
what the hell? I'm already in my house. I don't have to drive home.
Where you gotta go?
Where I gotta go? To work.
Oh, yeah. Work. Wake up the neighbors.
Ooh, it's good stuff. This is really different for Anchorage, though. Like, first time I've seen any kind of Anchorage beer in a can for once. And then it's just completely not. I don't even see this as a monkish label. It's like it's sort of an Alvarado Street esque kind of label. So it doesn't. To me, it doesn't match up with either one of these breweries. It's very, very different.
I think Anchorage, didn't they have the big corked bottles? Bowls?
Yeah, they got those. They got that one cool one with the metal dude with all the hair, the long hair. Looks like he's kind of like Aquaman looks like now.
Wow. I see.
It's very cool.
Aquaman.
Is that all our culture?
Yes, sir. Unless you got something.
Nah, man. That's enough.
Nice.
What else? Let's check if we got some emails. I don't think we got any just standard emails this week.
Make some phone calls.
Let's make some phone calls. No, we already know Scotty B.
Do we need a cold call people right now? Cold call. Hey, hi. What are you doing?
Hi. Have you ever, do you like podcasts?
Give us content.
Have you ever listened to a podcast before? Do you know what that is? Well, I've got one for you to listen to.
So what are you doing right now?
So what are we doing? Will you call me tonight and leave me a
voicemail? Bow, 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 bow. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
I will. I'll do all those things for you. You can, there's multiple ways you can contact the show. There's via social media at Perfect Pour Pod. There's also our email, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail line 559-492-0542. Now, be nice. We share that voicemail line with all the other Dorktown Network shows. So don't just assume because you're calling. It's for Perfect Pour, okay? But you can emailing us is always sounds the best.
Is there problems this week?
No problems. Okay. I'm just trying to stick up for the rest of the shows and the network.
They don't listen.
If you record something on your phone and you can just email it to us, it sounds super. It sounds excellent. And that's what this individual person did right now. And let's see the result and what's going on.
Guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
No.
Hey, I'm brewing.
Scotty B's brewing.
I know Nick is more of a fan of stouts.
Word.
But I'm making a porter today, and I'm thinking he probably would like this one.
Just kidding.
He might. It's going to be really dark. And really chocolatey without actual chocolate. That's right. I'm doing like this magic act and stuff. So I'm using chocolate wheat malt. So it's malted wheat. It's chocolate, but it's not really chocolate. And that's where all the dark color came from. And it's dark AF, folks. Dark AF.
Yes.
It's still boiling. It still has about 30 minutes left.
I can hear it. Can that boil?
It is an all mosaic porter, but it's only 0.8 ounces, strange. 8/10 of an ounce of mosaic at 60 minutes. I threw away almost all of my hops, and I only kept the stuff that was relatively fresh and young. And one of those was, it was either a choice between mosaic or Motueka. I went with Mosaic. It's not really a hop forward
good
beer.
Call.
But it is all Mosaic. It's not going to be dry hopped. Just enough hops at 60 minutes to balance it. That's it. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm also enjoying the latest shout. You guys doing great. I know Fontana Jim called in with some technical questions that were more suited for the bearded brewer to answer. But you guys, you handled it well. Us. You didn't really help him, but you handled it well.
We didn't that's help job, him.
Guys. That's us.
And
in
Fontana
a nutshell.
Jim problem with the foaming. You know, foaming is usually caused by you need to have the right length hose.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. But no, you need to have the right length hose and the right pressure for that length, for that diameter. You can Google it and stuff, and it'll tell you how much PSI you're supposed to have and for the diameter of hose you're using and for, you know, the length of hose that you have. So that's my advice to Fontana Jim. I don't mean to be a douche, but you should Google it. So keep up the great
fix
work,
it
guys.
Yourself.
I'm brewing.
Scotty B. Don't Google it. Ask us. We're here to help.
And we'll Google it.
Yeah, we'll Google it. I don't think Matt listened to last week's show, but yeah, Fontana Jim had a question for Matt, and it involved pretty. I think Scotty B. Figured it out there. He had some
very scientific answer.
Fontana, he had some foaming issues and stuff with his at home. Maybe it wasn't a kegerator. Was it? It was just...
No, I think it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they talked about it having a tower and...
Mm-hmm. So, do you concur with this, Matt, that it was a length of hose length PSI issue?
So, how much you shake up a keg could affect it. The temperature of the keg could affect it. If the keg has a bad seal to where it's not engaging properly... there could be line length, there could be pressure, there could be foreign particles in the line. There's multiple variables, but I don't know the context. But the colder it is, and if you have at least 8 foot of line, you have a good shot at pouring a good beer.
There you go.
Do you keep the CO2 cold?
You don't have to.
But
doesn't make
is
difference.
It better if you do?
At work, I have my CO2 bottles out in the ambient temperature, and my keg boxes are 36 degrees. And I don't know the difference.
Yeah, because most kegerators have the bottle in the fridge, is what I was asking.
Small bottles, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're small, like the 1 or 2 pound bottles.
The ones that you see that are about the size of a fire extinguisher, those are 5 pound bottles.
Okay, 5 pounds.
The ones that you see that are about the size of, what would be a comparison?
Like the ones I carry around
your house. I don't have various tanks in the house.
Michael,
dang it. Compare.
Let's fix this.
It looks like about the size of your average fire hydrant. That's a 20 pound tank.
Like that trash can, that silver trash can.
Silver trash can.
Yeah,
how
there
big
you
is
go.
That?
Your tall kitchen.
Tall
trash
kitchen
can.
Trash can.
That's about a 20-pound tank.
We'll post a picture of it in the show notes.
Look in the show notes down below.
Yeah. So 36 degrees is the optimal temperature for kegs?
Colder the better. I mean...
but not below 32.
So here
but,
we go.
But the flavor.
Calm.
Well, that's why you give them a frosty mug.
Calm down.
Coldest beer in town.
Coldest beer in town.
So... when you start getting down to 32 degrees, some of the lower alcohol beers have a tendency to freeze because they don't have a higher alcohol content.
Bansies.
That does exist. But if you go to the back bar in our back parking lot, which Mikey, you're familiar with,
I'm familiar with a lot of back parking lots.
that's kept at 34 and a half degrees year round.
Wow.
So that is the coldest beer.
In
they could have town. Without a keg freezing over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good.
Yeah. What? Yet at 33 degrees initially, you're like, it's freezing over.
No. No, well, it's probably 33.5, 34.5, whatever. The degree difference.
If I next tour I go on, I'm going to test it. I'm going to bring a temperature gun with me. See what's up. Oh, thanks, Scotty B. Look at that. Look at all the talk you caused, Scotty B. Damn it. It's good. We like to try to figure out stuff. Perfect. Whoa.
Hey, how's it going? It's Colin
and
Janine.
We're driving.
Yay.
We're going to the Berkeley District, which is kind of right outside of Denver. There's a bunch of breweries there. We're going to go to Called Arms. Called Arms will be our new brewery for the weekend. And I know there's a couple other spots there.
Shifting channels.
Four Noses yesterday. We always go to Four Noses.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
Whatever. It's got to be.
Yeah, but we like Four Noses because it's awesome.
It's absolutely delicious.
But we're going to go to a new brewery, check it out. And we wanted to talk a little bit. So, Chris Stav, which we have told you 100 times.
Stav.
Mikey, you were correct on that.
And, yeah, I totally knew that.
They're building a hotel right next to it.
Ooh.
Because it's in, so the Chris Stav is in the Source. It's a building called the Source. It was an old train foundry.
Talk about hipsters, dude. This place is
They got bow ties, they got curly mustaches and shit. It's really hipster.
Like you can meet a barista.
Yeah,
there.
And really tight pants. I don't know what the
And hey now.
So, anyways, so we.
You can see everything.
They're building a hotel there. It's supposed to be really awesome. And then New Belgium is supposed to open up a tap room in this hotel called The Woods.
Yep.
And so we're going to be one of the first people to stay in this hotel once they open.
That's planned.
We're just waiting for them. It should be any day now that they open. So we will let you know when that happens because we're going to go down there and stay the night, check out there. And right across the street is Great Divide, Barrel House.
Oh, Oliver River North is right
and,
there.
There's so many breweries like, right there. River North is there. There's this area of Denver called River North. That's really cool.
So, speaking of hotels, I need to know if anybody's got the down low on the new Stone Escondido Hotel because their website's pretty bad about telling you when they're going to open up.
This I haven't also heard anything
idea
about that.
The giant get it. Lately. So, like, you guys did one in San Diego. Maybe that would be sweet.
Yeah, we would go to San Diego. We're planning on going to San Diego probably sometime in January. So I like Hoppy's idea about having to get it in San Diego.
Yeah, and Chew.
And yeah. And so either way, whether we have a massive perfect pour get it or we just end up having some get it's when we're in San Diego in January, that'd be awesome. But we third the motion to have the get it, an annual perfect pour get it in San Diego.
All right.
Totally.
Keep motioning it.
And we want to tell you to keep up good work, guys.
And stuff.
Yay.
What? He's adding on taglines.
Hey, yeah, no, come on.
Hey.
Stop with the taglines.
It's going.
Getting crazy with the taglines. More get it. More ultimate get it.
Ultimate
yearly
get
it talk.
Bigger than GABF. That's on the bumper sticker. So, get it. Bigger than GABF.
I don't mean to interrupt, but 21st Amendment has just announced that
Stovepipe cans.
The Tasty IPA is coming back. And it's going to not only be in 12 ounce, but it's going to be in 19.2 ounce.
Wow, look at that.
I was joking.
Nick was just joking.
Tasty McDowell from the Brewing Network gets his IPA renewed for another year with the 21st Amendment.
Why can't we get an IPA?
But the label is controversial because it's kind of like a Aqua Teen Hunger Force artist rendition of a shirtless Ben Frankman in a bed of hops with a kite.
Is that tasty? Is it supposed to be tasty?
No, it looks nothing like it.
Well, not really. But yeah, it's fun.
But last year when I was in Sacramento for the Craft Beer Summit, I got to enjoy that Tasty IPA, and it was tasty.
Oh.
Ooh, which is coming up, right?
Well, we're looking forward to that.
Looking out for.
The 21st Amendment. Maybe you can help with this map, but I don't know. They're an independent brewer, right?
Yes.
Completely indie brewer. They're about the cheapest, Save Mart anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the cheapest six pack of a craft beer in Save Mart. A lot of times they're on sale for like $7.99 or $8.99 for a 12-pack, and you or not a 12-pack, 6-pack, sorry. Yeah. 6-pack cans. It's usually $7.99, $8.99.
Like, unless you're getting the Hell or High Water, that's a 12-pack.
Yeah. So, like, I was just curious the other day. I'm just like, how do they keep doing this? Is this a Save Mart thing, or is this a 21st Amendment thing?
It could be a little bit of both. How are they so cheap? Which, I think the San Francisco Brewery, I don't think they do cans. I think the cans come from Midwest, which is, you know, would be more expensive to have them shipped and everything like that. But, yeah, they are definitely on the cheaper side.
It's weird. It's weird how they can do that, but nobody else can.
What up, guys? It's me, Al Green.
What's up, Al?
I'm driving.
He's calling in.
Decided to make my first call.
Appropriate car noise.
And I figured I had to, since Hoppy Libations gave me that awesome shout-out to be the rep here in Florida for the Treasure Coast. With much honor. We got a lot of awesome breweries out here. Hop Life, Sailfish. We got Civil Society down in Jupiter, one of my favorites. But yeah, absolutely, I'd love to do my part. Also wanted to talk about the Tampa Get It, the first annual Florida Reps Tampa.
Well, it's a thing
that I won't be able to make.
Oh,
sorry about that. Oh, I will be in Orlando on the 5th. Got to go pick up my my oldest son from the airport. He's coming back from Colorado.
What?
Unfortunately, too young to bring back beer, but we're working on that. While I'm out in Orlando picking them up, I will be visiting this awesome little sandwich shop / bar Nick might enjoy. It's called the Gnarly Barley.
You shut your mouth.
Awesome handcrafted sandwiches. Awesome craft beer. I love it. Definitely a go-to if you're ever in the Orlando area.
Nice.
I'm also going to visit Dead Lizard Brewing. I looked them up. They're in the area about 15, 20 minutes away from that Gnarly Barley spot. So that'll be fun, getting a new brewery check-in. I was in Miami this weekend, passed by Jay Wakefield Brewing. Awesome place. They're all Star Wars'd out over there. The little ramp in the front door says no droids allowed.
No droids.
Star Wars theme throughout. Very, very cool. I picked up a Rosé All Day. It's an IPA, New England style IPA. Super smooth, super juicy. Very, very delicious. Picked up a Pilsner called Check It. Thought it was a pretty cool can. Had an Ali G look-alike on the can, so I guess you could call it a label buy. I'll take it. I picked up a Brute IPA called We Are Brute.
Who?
All delicious beers. Very, very big round of applause to Jay Wakefield. Well done. Good work. That's really about it. Thought I'd give out my social media handles. It's me _ Al Green on Twitter. It's me _ Al Green on Untappd. Give me a follow. And love what you guys do. Love the show. Thank you so much for everything. And keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Cheers. Al, for finally getting his voice on the show.
Man.
There you go.
Treasure Coast.
Treasure Coast. I have not heard that before. The Treasure Coast. I'm gonna start,
but don't you want to be there?
I'm going to start calling like Central Valley like the Treasure Valley.
Yeah, you do.
So it would be like, where are you from? You mean the Treasure Valley?
Didn't he already have it coined to the
gold?
Central Valley Gold?
Central Valley Gold.
Central Valley Gold.
You mean
Or is it just California Gold?
You grow grapes out of the ground.
Well, isn't that special?
Wow.
Or that's Church Lady.
They grow. So. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're just blending now.
Please, they're so different. How could you confuse
the two? So what you're saying is you guys make tires.
I don't even know how to spell Huelhauser to Google.
Huel.
California Gold.
Just think Huel Log.
Huel.
I love gold.
You're saying gold. Fig is your is your prominent export.
He probably did a Fresno episode on something.
Oh, he did.
Mike is like, he did.
I saw it.
It's Fresno.
Search of California's gold.
There we go.
New beer entering the show. Hoppy Pride. It's a hazy IPA from Shipyard. I believe XL Perro donated this to the show. Last month was...
Does it have blueberries?
Was Pride Month.
Blueberries.
This love is for everyone, basically. That's what we're saying. It's got the rainbow flag on the beer. And
is this a Pride beer we forgot to drink?
Yep. This is... yep. Left to right in the podcast, Al. I'm getting lots of bubbles. I don't know if that's my glass not properly cleaned or if that's some the beer.
No, there's
glass.
A bit of...
You're getting bubbles?
There's a bit of haze in there. That's not bubbles. That's residual haze.
But I'm getting bubbles clinging to the glass. It usually means the glass isn't completely clean.
I mean, who cleans your glassware around here?
Well, this is the second beer I've had out of it.
Well, you're quick to dismiss that.
No, I cleaned it real good. Good clean.
Ooh, how much money do we have to get a glass rinser?
I don't know. I don't trust, usually in the bars, I'm not going to name any bars specifically, but though there seems to be a three sink system of like dirty water rinse, and then there's a soapy water middle rinse, and then there's a rinse water tub. And that seems to me, I don't see it get changed out. It seems like that's the one that gets used all night long and the same water. Am I wrong about this, Matt? How much do you think a three-watt tank system of cleaning a glassware gets used at a busy bar?
So there's multiple. So at Tioga, we have strips that test the sanitizer to see if it needs to be changed. And I'm pretty religious with the guys about keeping the dishwater with the soap to 110 degrees. If it falls below that, I say we need to change it. So
you're monitoring that.
Yeah. So
I wasn't even talking about you at all. I'm just saying
personally.
Yeah.
Why are you winking at Matt? What's going on,
Matt?
There?
I wonder what you're doing there.
So if you go to a place like Eureka where they have money, they use a dish sanitizer. They load it in a machine. They hit a button.
Beep.
Brings everything up to 165 degrees. It washes it with sanitizer.
Like super quick.
Yeah. Average cycle, I believe, is about 7 minutes.
Wow. That's quick.
Then there's your average dive bar.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Let's get to the gritty.
You see the bar back, clean the dishes.
My kind of place.
Clean.
You're there from 12:03 to 2:01, and you do not see the guy change that water.
Same water from the afternoon.
Yeah. So who knows when it was last changed? I mean, granted, if you use Dawn or Ajax or something like that.
Now, Dawn. Not Dawn can handle it.
So there are certain soaps that you can buy from the grocery store that work with any temperature of water. There are certain soaps that you use from different sanitizing companies that say that they're less effective with colder temperatures.
We're not so great with colder temperatures.
Just like if you use Starsan as a sanitizer, which is a phosphoric acid, which is the same thing as in soda, blah, 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 blah. But if you use Starsan, it specifies that it is more potent in cooler temperatures.
Hmm.
So if you use Starsan at ambient temperature, water, it's effective. If you use it with hot water, it's less potent. So it just depends.
That's weird.
Starsan can be dirty, clean, whatever. Hot, cold, you know, warm, cold, whatever. It still has its potency. So it depends what you use.
Hmm.
But there's times where you go into a dive bar and you see glassware. You're just like, I don't want to see it cleaned. I don't want to know where it came from.
I just have the bottle.
Yeah. Can you just...
give me the bottle, please.
Yeah. Just like anything. They're just like, oh, you ever see that? You see that e-channel news about the restaurant you go and eat at? It's like, don't want to see it.
Nope.
I just want to see it on my plate. Don't know questions.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. There was a donut place in Madera that I got... the guy gave me a bunch of donuts, and I'd already seen what goes on in the back. I was like, oh, thanks, bro.
Oh, you set them on the roof and pretend to drive away, not knowing they're still up there.
No, I still hate one. I was like, what the hell? What's going to happen?
You're like, I'm not above this.
No, what's going to happen? It's fine.
You really got to mess up.
And I'm here. I'm okay. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you it's really deep fried,
bro.
It. Yeah, they fry it. It's all good.
It's up to temperature.
Yeah, they went up to temperature. They fried at a good temperature. What do you think of this shipyard?
Very nice.
We don't have too many shipyards on the show here.
Low on the haze. I'm like,
yeah, that. Definitely low on the haze.
Decent yeah, it's on the sort bitterness. Of in between a standard IPA and a hazy IPA, sort of in the in between ground, which now will become a thing. Somewhat light fog IPAs.
light fog. It's only a plan A.
Yeah, plan A. Plan A bus schedule.
Yeah, just go back. Go to school at the normal time.
Giving you a call to report back on that Pitch 25 place that Mikey mentioned a few weeks back here in Houston. It's the craft beer bar, and it's also a soccer themed bar.
Yeah, oh no! It's freaking rad, dude.
Houston Dynamo Stadium here in Houston. That's our MLS team. And so I tried to go this past weekend, but I did not think to check whether there was a Houston Dynamos game going on when we went. So my girlfriend and yeah. I went over there and
always checked out
bonkers. It took us like 15 minutes to find parking. We finally found parking. We walked in. The place was just packed to the gills with people. We went up to the bar, tried to, you know, stood in line for a little while. We were kind of on the edge of the bar, and the bartenders kept pushing us in towards the center, towards all the other people, because they were trying to create a space on the end of the bar for them to come up and get beer and take it out to the rest of the place. So we stood in line for about 10 minutes. It wasn't moving at all, and we just decided to say screw it because it was just too crazy, and we're going to try and go back another time when it's not as crowded, and hopefully it'll be a little better. I mean, it looked awesome. There was a lot of beer, just a huge wall of taps, and the space looked really cool, so definitely going to try and go back, and hopefully
they it'll be need a little more bit better
employees. If I go on a day when there's not a game going on.
Hire more.
Sorry if that was too local for you guys, but
I like
just wanted to report back on
that place looks
Pitch 25 rad. Since Mikey had mentioned it. In other news, I'm going to Portland, Oregon this coming Ooh. Weekend for a little vacation. So
nice.
Hoping to hit up quite a few breweries while I'm out there. Going to try and go to the Modern Times, the Portland outpost of Modern Times there. While I'm there. And also going to try and go to Deschutes and Bend, going over to Bend for a day or two.
It's kind of a long haul from Portland, by the way.
Maybe a couple others as well.
It's not just that close.
So should be a fun trip, and I'll definitely report back on how everything goes. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work. Bye.
Ah, thank you.
I love gold.
Oh shit! Nope, that wasn't the thing I was supposed to play. Sorry.
Hey, guys, this is Paul from Houston.
That's Paul from Houston. Okay.
Not from Fairfax.
Nope, that's Houston Paul. Our Houston we rep.
Houston Paul.
Yeah, he's in there. He's in there.
Okay, I'll believe you.
Wait, look it up.
Paul from Houston. And there it is.
Paul's. Do you have his social handle?
No, sir.
Damn it. Because Paul's.
Paul, in, call us back.
Paul's in Portland right now.
Call us back in the next Find 5 minutes. Paul.
Paul us back.
Paul us back. Hey, dude, can you Paul us back? Thanks. Appreciate
call,
it.
Call us in the next 5 minutes.
Hey your guys, Paul I'm driving.
Win a new sticker.
This is your Long Beach rep, Long Beach John. I just LBJ. Wanted to check in real quick. I was listening to last week's episode, and I realized the confusion between Fire Dog Brewing and Long Beach John or your Long Beach rep.
Uh-huh.
I am one and the same. It's
okay,
that
good.
You know conundrum of personal versus professional
nice.
When it comes to the social media.
Mystery solved.
Instagram or social media much on a personal level, but yes, we are working on opening a brewery in Hawthorne that will be dog friendly, and yes, we love boxer dogs, but all Aww. dogs.
Yay.
Boxes.
And boxers anything are my anybody favorite dogs. Has ever told you about the time and money and everything involved to open a brewery, just, you know, quadruple it.
Man, LA traffic seems is like rough.
Been the case. So, definitely taking a long time, a lot of money, a lot of lawyers. And Well, you can hear
you gotta exit, dude. You're on the 605.
Yeah. So anyways,
going north on the 605. Took the Hawthorne
west
exit.
Part of Hawthorne, sort of near Manhattan Beach and El Segundo, that part of the LA area.
Down the El Segundo.
Hopefully within a
take
year
a ride
or so.
Down.
I don't know.
It's a boulevard. Boulevard.
Keep you updated. But I will, in the meantime, continue to report on and give news about the Long Beach beer scene, as that's where I reside. And oh, one last thing. Captain Wiffle Ball, or whatever you guys name
yes.
it, listening to all the old episodes. Sorry.
Exit
he
right.
He needs to report back about who the first email voicemailer is. Seems like he should be coming up on that here
news
in the next year's worth of shows, probably. Anyways, that's it. Until next time, keep up the good work, guys.
And I'm driving.
And I'm driving on the 605. Then I head west on the 405. And then the sunny old freeway.
Why doesn't the Nav voice change to that once you get down to LA?
I'm an ally. It sounded like it was, though. I'm an ally.
You're going to want to exit right now.
In 2 miles, your Perfect Pour podcast will be on your right.
You probably should have exited right there, so you're going to have to, like, turn around. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to have to turn around.
Not going to do it.
They have free parking across the street. If not, they'll validate. Oh, bro, so, whoa, you have cancer.
Hey, guys, it's me, Al Green, calling again.
SNL reference.
I had to call back.
Al, now he can't stop calling. He's never called. Now he's just like, I got to call more.
For the Tampa Get It.
Is it Tampa Get It?
If all these stars and planets align correctly,
okay.
I will be able to make it to the Tampa Get It.
What?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to change.
I love when they bring their own sound
very
effects.
Very excited about that.
And he's driving.
But while I got you on the line, a couple questions.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Maybe he's
Why
on the bus.
Why do we only use
Maybe.
One intro for the voicemail? I love the original one. Can't beat the original one. But that second one that was brought in, that one was pretty good too.
Yeah.
Maybe
bring it out.
It deserves at
Whenever.
Least 1 week out of the month that you can play that one.
All right.
Just a thought.
All right.
Just a thought. Secondly, while I got you on the line.
I'm here.
Do you guys like to pair your beer
no.
with chips?
Oh,
ever thought
yeah.
about doing that?
Like, all like day. Only all day.
Mike was out until he said snack food.
Or like a
chips?
Lager
what?
With a barbecue. Or,
yes.
you know, a porter with, I don't know. I don't know. You tell me.
Everything.
I'm sure a quick Google search would get me the answer I'm looking for, but I want to know what you guys like. So let me know. I'll hang up and listen. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. First time caller. On the Dan Patrick show, they have a thing where you say your height and weight. Especially if you're a first time caller, you say. Say like 5'7", 180, and they do a ding. So, I don't know why I need to reference that right now. Yeah, but
like we need more stuff.
Like we need more inside things to add to it. What was Al saying?
What's your favorite snack food
okay.
and beer?
I could eat chips and dip and beer like all day. If there was no calorie...
So say the producer was out of town.
Oh yeah, just
was
all
that
day.
What you're surviving?
No,
on?
if I didn't have a gut to maintain to try and keep from getting out
keep
of control.
Your girlish figure.
I would just be eating chips and dip and beer all day. That's it. I'm hopefully in heaven you can just do whatever the hell you want. I mean, that's the point of heaven, right?
Right.
I can eat and do whatever the hell I want.
Other than saying hello to it?
Eternal bliss.
Yeah. Oh, Cornell. Cornell reference. I'm hoping I can just sit there and eat chips and dip, like brown onion dip, and chips and beer all day. Just sit there and just be like, how's it going?
The brown, you mean French onion?
Yeah, French onion. Brown onion. French
brown
onion.
Onions?
So all
I won't make you name a specific beer, but what style is your dipping companion?
My heaven beer? Oh, my dipping, yeah.
Apparently, yeah. What's your heaven beer?
Dipping, pails, pails.
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 Dipping, pails, good day. You're having a great day. That's my opening baseball opening day thing.
Is that your Kopi beer?
My Kopi?
Your great day. Your
great day. Beer. 10-day forecast.
It looks hazy for the next 10 days.
The next 10 days, it's going to be hazy all day. Kopi reference. Hi, guys.
Somebody should make a Kopi beer. There has to be a beer name in there.
You're at a brewery that makes local beers, Matt.
Kolshi.
You're somebody.
Kolshi. Kolshi.
You can make this happen.
Kolshi Soda Hopperless.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh.
Hey, guys. It is
Fresh Yes Fest next year, Matt. We already got an idea.
By the way, tachos or bean dip? That's my thing.
We have spent the first majority of our day drinking with friends.
Podcast? That's cool. That's cool podcast.
Group of drinking with friends? We're going to have a little beer contest with, and a couple couldn't make it. And it kind of fell apart. So there were still a couple of those friends that were left. And we got together at their house.
Ooh, friends.
We had a handful of crawlers.
What's that like?
They only take your time.
Good beer. Shout out to Barrel Series because their beer is extremely, extremely good. Their IPAs are towards the best in the state, in my opinion, from what I had from them. And now we just randomly decided to drive 2.5 hours to the North Shore. And so.
Voicemail fade.
Damn signal. He's driving. One and the signal is really weak. Well.
And if anybody's in that area, or if you're listening in that area, then you probably already know about Mount Royal Bottle Shop, Oak Beer Cave over there. Great selection.
Beer Cave. I love Beer Cave.
They have a lot of great stuff, so I'll probably be stopping there as well. But it'll be a full day full of beer. And I think Mrs. has something to say to you guys.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I did not forget about you guys. You will be getting beer shortly. There's some that I wanted to send you, just unfortunately needed to wait to get it. So it'll be in a package hopefully soon once I get my hands on a couple more of them. And you will be very happy. They are delicious.
You don't worry about it. So, you take your time.
I hope all is well, guys. I will talk to you soon. And keep up the good work.
Bye.
Bye.
The double bye.
Double bye. And the final voicemail of the week.
Oh, there's a question mark at the end of that.
Oh, something happened. It just went away all of a sudden. Nobody. Technology. Final voicemail of the week.
Colton from Maine. I'm glad to see you guys enjoyed
Colton.
The crowler, and I hope you guys enjoy the other crowlers we sent.
Oh, we're enjoying them.
I actually got everyone from Cushnock hooked on listening to the Perfect
Pour. What?
Our brewer and all our owners are now listening to you. Especially since you guys have been drinking.
You said Cushnock, right? See, that's our.
After listening to last week's episode, we actually have a double IPA that's called Gigantic Dad Pants. One of our owners used to be a professional skateboard. And they had a joke about gigantic dad pants. That's all.
Nobody in Maine's a professional skateboarder. Come on.
Double, we claimed that cargo was a session, and we called it cargo shorts because it's the smaller brother of gigantic dad
makes
pants.
Makes sense.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, I hope you guys enjoy the rest. The strawberry rhubarb saison, I'm almost positive that it's an STP reference being called Wicked Garden.
Other than that,
I wish I would have waited a couple days for both Nick and Mikey because we just carved up Lawyer Up, which is our coffee porter,
ooh.
And Forever in a Day, which is our peach milkshake IPA.
Ooh.
So our brewer and our owners have a little joke going on that all our peach milkshake or all our milkshake IPAs are going to be Wu-Tang references. So we did the pineapple milkshake IPA, which was called Shimmy Shimmy Yay. We did the peach milkshake IPA, which is called Forever in a Day. And then we have another one coming out soon.
So you got to call, dude.
I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the beer. Keep up the good work. Guys.
Guys, he got off for just a time. Now you can go get that call.
Go get that call.
You got a call online, too. Are you able to accept the call?
Totally. This is a California correctional facility, President. Do you accept the charges?
No.
Shit. You're my one call this week, Matt.
You have call from
Mikey Top Four.
Hey, guys. I was arrested for drinking big beer.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I'm calling from prison. It's my one call. They said, you should call a lawyer. I said, no. I got to call my voicemail line. The perfect pour. Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, no. I'm freaking out here. Uh-oh. Sorry. This is what I want.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
Come on.
So close. Oh, you almost had it.
God damn.
Oh, you had to have heard that.
Oh, jeez.
What color is that?
What do you think that is? That's an...
That looks like a Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
I love gold.
This is a new beer entering the show. This is a crowler. This is a local beer. From 1850 Brewing Company in Mariposa, California.
So up what? There, that's local?
Up in the mountains here.
Mountains.
A red IPA. War paint. A red IPA.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
Donated to the show by my boss. There you go.
Does he know?
My day job.
He's like, you like the craft beers? Here's a craft beer. Is your boss
he
Red Frank?
Talk like
I'm
that.
Red.
Thank God my boss is not Red Frank.
Here's your goddamn beer.
Is Reggie your boss? Did Reggie?
Reggie.
Reggie 559.
He's not directly, but Reggie is a boss.
He's a boss.
He's a boss.
He's a boss. He's a manager. Reggie's a manager.
He's a mangler.
He's a mangler. War paint, red IPA.
Interesting
from
dude.
From the mountains.
On Instagram, Tour Mangler. He's a tour manager for many bands in the industry, but his Instagram handle is Tour Mangler. And I was like, that is beautiful. Mm-mm. I never thought of it that way, but it's kind of relevant.
Uh-huh.
You have to mangle people when you're a manager.
I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This thing is...
Get it?
I forget I don't have that many reds IPAs.
I'm okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly
Matt's,
what it
needs. Matt's the red guy. Matt likes the
this
reds.
This is exactly what it needs to be.
Exactly what it says. It is what it is.
Pack in, pack out, bro.
Pack in, pack out.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for
Mariposa, outside of another town outside of Yosemite, and which is on fire right now.
Ooh, man.
I'm told that Mariposa, I have never been to Mariposa, as sad as it is.
Because you stop at Southgate?
Yeah. And I'm told that Mariposa is a much better town to go to because it's a more of a mountain town. Because Oakhurst, not... I mean, technically, it's in the mountains, but it's very sort of urban-y. Mariposa's got that nice little mountain town downtown, and 1850s right in there with it. And I'm excited to go check out 1850 now. Just saying. Matt, what are you looking out for? Some beer releases to look out for?
I saw on social media today that fresh cans of Ubudank are in town, so I'm looking out for that.
Ubudank.
I've been on not to try to get into my been caught drinking, but I've been trying to focus on some drinking at home beers, so some fresh Umadank I think would go very nicely in my refrigerator.
Nice. That's it?
That's it. That's what I'm looking out for.
Looking out for?
I like the at-home drinking. I'm trying, now MikeyTopWar.com, I'm going to gear towards at-home drinking. I'm building it. It's getting there.
Dang. I didn't know Mikey Topwar had his own website.
Oh, yeah. There's like two posts on there. Like, oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
Quick read.
Yeah, it's a quick read. The whole website from front to back. You can read in 5 minutes.
Nice. You should do the word count like...
word count.
Is it Business 20. Journal?
Business Journal puts their word count on?
Yeah, they tell you how many more words are in the article. Oh, they the truncate minutes. It.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, there's several websites I'll do. Like, this is a 2-minute read.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. I don't got that kind of time.
I think I have that.
Average dump is 6 minutes.
Probably read like 5 articles.
How about some scofflaw? Pog X2.
What the hell did you just say? Did you just say words right now?
Words. So POG is abbreviation for...
progressive metal?
Progressive.
Oh, OG prog rock. Metal,
prog. Passion fruit, orange, and guava. It's a very popular And so this is the second edition of this beer from them.
Hmm.
It's an IPA. Passion fruit, orange, and guava.
Sounds good to me.
There you go. Refreshing.
Oh, AF. Refresh. Refreshing AF.
C.
I'm looking out for that, too, then. That's all you're looking out for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're trying to tighten things up, man. Manor Hill Brewing. This is a brewery that's outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
Hmm.
It's called No Sleeves. It's a pale.
I know that guy.
4.5%. Oh, that's funny you should say that because the label has a guy with a beard that looks like the dude looks like you, and the shirt is a plaid. You know the Tioga shirt that you guys have that's sort of not plaid.
Not all bearded guys. No, that wear all bearded guys are sleeveless.
Look like you. There's that flannel Tioga shirt you guys have. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that shirt, but without the sleeves, and it looks like you in it. So it's like you looks like you on the label without sleeves, which is awesome.
So we once hired this guy named Don, which we already had a guy
Don,
named.
Don, no sleeves.
No sleeves Don.
Johnson.
Yeah. No sleeves Johnson.
So we already had a Don, and we hired another Don. We had a
guy Don. Your name's not Don now.
What is it? And so he was a guy that... He was not from California. He was not from Fresno. He just came. He just ended up in town. He was looking for a job.
I'm in town looking for a job. You got any?
And
got any of them jobs.
And so we hired him. And he was a guy that just he had a bunch of older T-shirts with no sleeves on them. We're just like, okay, it's no big deal.
That's his thing.
He wasn't all right, like.
Just so you know, before you hire me,
he wasn't
big. Old T-shirt with no sleeves guy.
He wasn't overly muscular. It's not like
There was no reasoning behind it.
He didn't drive with his windows down with like hair metal blaring. There was like no. It just he seemed like a normal guy. And we're like, oh yeah, we'll give you some Tioga shirts. He's like, okay, cool, thanks. Next day he shows up in a Tioga shirt, no sleeves. And we ask him, and he
immediately went home and started cutting the sleeves.
Yes.
And so we asked him,
how to distinguish.
We're like,
myself.
Dude, what's the deal? And he's just like, dude, he's like, I cannot function with sleeves. He's all, it's just the thing. It bugs me. And so he was known.
I love this guy.
His time at Tioga is known as Sleeveless Don.
Sleeveless Don.
All right.
Old yeah. Sleeveless Don.
Yeah.
He could not hold a job down because he could not wear sleeves.
He got a job with the city of Fresno after us, so I don't know how what? That went out.
How did that work out?
I don't know if he's able to do all sleeveless right. at city of Fresno.
I can't do sleeves.
I can't do sleeves.
Look, I'm going to be a great employee for you. That's great. You're hired. That's good. Good to hear you say that because, by the way, Monday morning, I'm not going to have sleeves on.
The shirt we gave you, it had sleeves on it.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it had sleeves.
I recycled them. Don't worry.
Thought that was ridiculous. I took them off. Oh God, this guy's the most awesome guy ever. You know,
just sleeveless dong. I wish I had a photo. That guy, of him.
The first thing he did when he got home was cut the sleeve. I bet he has special yeah. scissors for that. Like, these are my sleeve cutting scissors.
I'm guessing his teeth.
Oh, with teeth?
He just gnawed the thing right he into did. It.
There was not a sleeve in that guy's sight. It just did not exist.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's broken up three of his marriages.
You know, I never did ask that question. I don't know.
Yep. So, hey, some ladies just can't handle it. He's got to be right off the bat.
Maybe if you wore sleeves sometime.
Oh, always with the sleeves. First thing when we burn. Maybe if you wore some sleeves. Maybe if you didn't care about my sleeves, we could be together. Oh, so sleeves are more important than us?
Does Cinderella wear sleeves? Not the Disney movie, but the band.
So what's more important than us, John? Sleeves or us?
Sleeves.
Sleeves. Or lack of sleeves, to be more
specific. No sleeves.
Does Ian Scott wear sleeves? I don't think so.
I think so. Is Ian Scott pretty fucking cool? I think he is. Case closed. Goodbye.
Speaking of which, I'm growing my chin hair out next week.
All right. I'm going sleeveless to work tomorrow. I'll see what happens.
Does Kerry King wear sleeves? No, but he wears bracelets, but that's not sleeves.
No sleeves.
Lower arm accessories.
Yes. Different.
If a Fresno brewer does not have a beer in 3 weeks called Sleeveless Something Sleeveless, I'm going to be so pissed. Come on now. How has Tioga not had a Sleeveless John IPA something? For God's sakes. One more looking out for a beer. Pure Brewing in San Diego. They did a collab with Smog City, Topa Topa, and For the Planet. It's called Brew For the Planet. And I'm just saying this because it's a label buy because it's got the Oakland A's green and gold. What? Like, it looks like an Oakland A's made can. And I still need to try a couple more Brute IPAs because pretty much...
You're reserving some hope.
Yeah, some hope, but... For the most part, it seems like a bust. Brute IPAs are a bust. I'm saying it right now.
And they're over.
Brute IPAs, bust. Big bust.
Damn it.
They just didn't turn out to be anything. They had all the makings of a big thing. Turns out, nope. Nah, that's all my...
I think cider is what you're really looking for.
Ciders? I don't think that's it. I don't want to, like, as easy drinking as they are, I just don't want to get
What about sick. Double ciders?
Double ciders. Now.
What if it had the name Bad or Apple in the title? Are you more interested?
Angry. Is there Orchard, a bitter orchard of angriness?
What about some rosé all day?
Oh, yeah.
You know what time it is?
Sleeping Louie time?
Sleeveless Louie?
It's time to know what.
Hey, it's Sleeveless Louie!
You make a dog cut with no sleeves.
Been caught drinking. That's what time it is.
It's been a week since the last show, and we've drank beer since then.
Say what?
It's been 2 weeks for Matt, so what have you been caught drinking, Matt?
So, I'm trying to be a broke-ass right now, is what some people call it.
Brocaster? Are you a brocaster?
Broke-ass-ter.
Oh, yes. Broke.
Yeah.
He must have upgraded his light bar.
Yeah.
I've got five different light bars.
So I've been setting up a walk-in cooler, been working on my Volkswagen. We redid some tile in a bathroom. Very, very homish things, so...
We're adulting.
I saw that
I've got carpet in my bathroom.
A fresh.
It's the best.
That's weird.
No, it's cool.
just rub it in. That's all that matters. Just rub it in.
Just rub it in there.
A fresh 6-pack of Panic, thanks to Randy, that showed up in town, and he swiftly got it to the Whole Foods. So I bought a 6-pack of that.
Go to Whole Foods, fresh panic.
I was even on more of a budget, and so I went to Hazy Little Thing, which was like $3 cheaper than the panic 6-pack.
Budget fine. Yeah.
And had
suck
some
on that Hazy Little
Thing. Some Fulton Street IPAs, and then Summer Vibes. I had a couple of cans of that laying
you
around.
Still
the
had
fridge.
Some of those.
Yeah, I was trying to clear out the fridge, man. You know, there's just
if I can be any of help to you, let me know. I have a porch that you can bomb anytime.
Hey, I did. I just right,
yeah,
gave
you did.
Me some.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. Thank
Come
you,
on, bro.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm just like I'm gonna keep reminding you.
I think there might be some Sherman low fills.
Sherman low fills. Oh, those are still a thing.
Yeah.
I remember in Dorktown used to get all kinds of Sherman low fills. Back in the day.
Sponsorship.
This is the best day. Sponsor. Not sponsor, but sponsored. I remember seeing a social media quote years ago that was like talking about there's this podcast I listen to called The Perfect Pour.
It was like
they're criticizing Tayo Gascoigne and they're like, I'm pretty sure they're sponsored by Tayo Gascoigne.
Oh, that's right.
Even though they don't say it.
Yeah.
Like, ha. They're not.
They're not.
Sounds like it.
You believe that?
Conspiracy theory. Yes.
That's how you know podcast you're making conspiracy. A difference.
Bearded Brewer 87 on the Untapped.
That's me.
Have you ever rejected a friend request? You're like, this is bull.
On Untapped? No.
Yeah. Nope. Accept all.
Facebook? Maybe.
Yeah. No, I, just so you know, I don't. Pretty much except nobody on Facebook at this point.
On Facebook,
it's like, it's like a family and old friends network.
Facebook is a forever pending.
Forever pending. Yeah.
I don't accept. I don't deny.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I don't. I feel too bad to just completely deny. So it just sits there. And I feel like I'm okay. I'm an okay guy because I'm letting it sit there and not denying it.
Instagram, I keep track of who follows me and unfollows me. And, Twitter, I don't care. And Untapped, I'll accept anybody. I don't, it's whatever.
Yeah. It's cool. If you're, it's automatically, you know, you're cool. If you're on Untapped, you're probably a cool person.
Untapped, I have not seen like any robots where like, hey,
yeah,
looking for singles at, at dive bar around the corner.
Hi, I'm a girl who has 80 pictures of me in different bikinis. I'm a real girl.
I have not come across that on Untapped.
I have, 8 different numbers at the end of my name.
Yes.
I'm Sarah Glocklin, 89678456732.
Not McLaughlin, just Glocklin?
Yeah, Sarah Glocklin.
It's never like, oh, this chick's pretty cute. Oh, wait, she only has 2 beer check-ins? And
nope.
Obviously fake.
Nope, fake.
All those fake Untappd profiles. Hi, new to area. Look for singles party. Yes.
Oh yeah! Wow.
I help you shift it
in forward and in reverse.
How is your shifting performance lately?
Very good.
Yeah, there. I have yet to come across a fake profile on Untappd, so I'll just keep accepting them.
Right,
accepting them.
They haven't. No fakies have gotten Untappd yet, so we're still. This is still a nice community. Of alcoholics.
Love beer lots 7924765.
765831.
Niner.
Don't accept that friend
Do
request.
Do not accept.
That's bad. The Nick 80. Accept his friend request.
Accept.
Do you request friends on Untappd?
Sure.
No, you don't.
I do not.
You don't.
I barely check in anymore.
You're like, I'm looking for friends to add on my Untappd. You don't do that.
No. Nope.
I do, but
well, you're cooler than us.
I know, so. Right.
Sometimes I'll see that it's all common friends, the Nick 80 and Mikey Topor. I go, all right, cool.
Yep.
Add.
Probably a listener.
You're in. What are we doing?
You're, what the hell did you drink this week?
Oh, been caught.
Been?
Caught, been drinking.
Caught.
What did your drinking. Wife catch you drinking, Nick?
Too much beer. I had a... full week of beer drinking last week.
Oh, man. I'm jealous.
Paid the price for it on Sunday. Let's see. I bought myself the newest Sierra Nevada summer pack,
ooh,
which is lager focused.
Oh, it's a lager focused.
That means there's 12 beers involved.
12 beers. Pale ale, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Sierra Veza, their take on the Mexican Cerveza lager.
Mm.
Interesting.
The Sidecar, which I wish mm-hmm. was a lager. It's just a mediocre IPA with
it's like no, peach dish, or
dish
something?
Soap in it.
Dish soap IPA.
Orange. It's kitchen orange, sink right?
IPA. Yeah, it's a citrus IPA.
It's supposed
IPA,
to be citrusy.
Not so good.
Oh. Citrus. Dawn citrus?
Yeah. And
Sleeveless Dawn?
Sleeveless Dawn.
Good old Sleeveless Dawn.
And a Kolsch style beer. Very nice for summer barbecue drinking times.
What else?
Ooh, previewed that Zach's IPA.
Ah, it's good.
Tis good.
It's a good beer. Can't wait. Can't wait to see that on the board. Oh, that Chocotazo. Do you think Chocotazo will be on the board?
I don't know.
Have you heard any buzz about this Chocotazo?
I haven't heard any buzz about it.
By the way, we did record it a little bit earlier this week. So if Chew called in apologized, we did record a little early. So if you're not on the forum, sometimes the people that aren't on the forum sometimes miss that once in a while we'll record a day earlier. So. Sorry, Chew.
You never know. You just got to be on your toes.
Keep you on your toes.
Yep. You got to keep it up. You got to keep up the good work, you know? Was that all?
I'm trying to think what else what did I do?
Trying to think, but nothing happens.
My brain is fog. Yeah, we'll go with that.
That.
So, yes. Because I didn't check anything else.
I still had that rally hat from Strike and the spa from Port. That's pretty much what I drank this week. Although I did lucky enough to have that back to the filter.
Oh, yes.
I took one personal one that from Brian and Pariah Brewing. So I had that. That was fun. I didn't drink much this week. I had the producer is out of town, and I've just been enjoying staying at home, being a homebody.
Pants off.
Yeah, pants off. Immediately walk in the door, pants off. It's been fun.
So you've had Back to the Filter. Is mm-hmm. the next one that you're looking out for, is that Back to the Front?
Yep.
It is now.
Now it is. That it's a light drinking week. It was a week. What else happens on this show? Thanks, Paul. Cheers. It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers. And we're still drinking beer.
I love gold.
This one. Donated to the show by the Garage Boys. Modern Times. I believe this is the anniversary one. IPA. There's like, it's the Fortunate Son. I want to say this is their fifth anniversary, but maybe not. It's very difficult to say because of the labeling.
It blends into the dining room table here.
It does. It's got that mid-century modern style labeling.
Yes.
It smells delicious.
Is that mid-century modern? Do you approve?
The label?
Yes.
Some modern times, I should have guessed.
Some modern
times. Yeah, the color palette's there for mid-century. And the
he's secretly
the CCR reference on the front's also there.
It's a delicious aroma.
Is it down on the corner? Are they saying howdy in the street?
I'm no fortunate son.
I'm no fortunate one.
That's good.
Everybody wants to watch Forrest Gump right now.
Damn it, that's good. Cheers to our golden gods.
Yuck. This is not good. What beer are you drinking?
Cheers out to those guys.
You don't
like
it. Have you had it yet?
I have a nose, sir. I don't need
it. I have a nose. The golden gods. Where's your
bowl?
Gods?
I thought you were getting a bowl.
Oh, good point.
I'll get
that in a second.
This is a bowl beer right here.
It is totally a bowl beer. The golden gods are the people that donate money. They actually give us money for the show every month via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. It's pretty awesome because you can donate money to the show if you're like, I like these guys. What the hell? I'll give these guys $5 more a month. And then we can give you a little bit of extra audio. You get to hear the tailgate, which is sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's not. Whatever. It's fun. And some extra audio, whatever. It's just a fun atmosphere of giving of to creatives that Patreon provides. And so big cheers to all our golden gods, man. And cheers to the hop. This is not that hard of a word, and I'm having problems with it. The hopalocks.
Hopalopagus.
Yeah. I'm going to come back to that. I think I'm going to try it again.
Kidoki.
3BZine_podcast. Who's Craft with a W. Who's Craft. Drink Craft. Wait. Drink Crafts. Cook with Cast. I swear that's the whole title. Drink Crafts. Cook with Cast. Cheers to Beery Tacos. Beery with a Y. Beery Tacos. Fire Dog Brewing, our Long Beach rep. Danielle at Drake's. Man, this is really terrible to try after 2 hours of doing this. Daniel at Drake's. Danielle at Drake's. God damn it. No Sound Left. That's Derek. Dan J. Rocker. And I don't know this person, but I just saw it in my feed, and I'm just going to thank him because it's hilarious. Danny Hot Chicken. That's his name. Danny Hot Chicken.
All right.
And then the Hopaholics. The Hopaholics.
Hopaholics.
That's what I was trying to say.
We knew
that. So cheers to all them people.
I know you said Drake's. Did you also know that you should also be cheering Zach Avila of Drake's?
I did not know that.
So former Taos Sequoia rep, Zach Avila, did North Valley. He is now taking a position with Drake's Brewing.
Dang.
For our local area. And then we also have Jake from State Farm, which has officially accepted a position with Delta Pacific. He's doing the...
With Randy?
Fresno, Visalia, Tulare. Maybe even Bakersfield, but at least the Fresno, Visalia, Tulare area.
Wow. The DP. Yep. Donkey Punch.
Yep.
Oh, no.
There's your IPA
bowl. No.
You want an IPA bowl? You got an IPA bowl. There's your IPA
bowl. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just going to put some crack in it.
You weren't here last week, Matt. Nope. IPA bowls are now a thing. If you want aroma, you got to pour them into a bowl.
I don't like it.
Well, I'm doing it. Can't stop me. Oh, I just poured mine into an IPA bowl. My Modern Times into IPA bowl. It works. I can get it. You can get your face right in that bowl. Like Nick's going to do it. Nick's poured his IPA in the bowl. Matt is refusing to do it.
What? This is about the color of miso soup. This feels right.
It's got a miso soup feel. Get your nose right in there. Get yeah, in thanks. That bowl.
What are you trying to say? Yeah, I think this will be the first and probably last.
What? Oh, I'm going to do this more. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun.
You should do this and see how long it takes the producer to figure out you're drinking beer out
of a bowl. Oh, yeah.
Honey, why are you having cereal this late?
That
will
really trip out somebody that's not a beer. I mean, it trips out a beer geek. Think what it does to a normal person. What's that guy doing?
You should bring this to Yard House next time. And, or
bring it in. I
brought my own bowl.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get it in a minute. See, what happened? Can I bring this into Tagaskoya, Matt? Can I bring a bowl, an IPA bowl in?
Sure.
What would happen? Would you kick me out?
Nope.
your money plays.
You'd be like, hey, look at that guy.
You're like, yeah, check his card. Does it go through? Yep. All right. He can stay.
He can do whatever.
He can do whatever he wants.
Oh. There it is.
Oh, man. So delicious out of a bowl.
Out of a bowl. We've been doing it wrong the whole
time. Any more cheers? I don't think Nick has gotten his cheers.
Ah. Cheers to... cheers to Big Game Jay. He's crafting and sandwiching it up in the South Valley. They have a sandwich shop in craft
Bakersfield
beer.
Has one of your sandwich shop beer places?
Yeah, it's called the Substation. Apparently it's been around for a long time, but they've adopted craft beer. So you can get a sandwich and some beers. Sounds awesome.
Yet another reason to go to Bakersfield.
Yes, over Fresno. Cheers to Ed Winter. He's back.
Oh, yay. From Wales.
He's posting in the Porum once again. I think I had new Untapped friends.
I love new Untapped friends.
Old Sport 973. Did I cheers that one last time?
Doesn't matter. They're cheersing now.
And hey, the Hopaholics. They are also my Untapped friends.
See, you can say it right off the bat. First time. Took me 8 different tries.
That's okay.
And those are all the people. More cheers.
Cheers to those who are in the crappiest of crap weather. Colorado's flooded. Tornadoes are hitting the Midwest. Yeah. California's on fire. So cheers to any of our listeners.
Yeah. Cheers. Hopefully. Getting through the summer.
Yeah, hopefully none of you are in the middle of that madness.
Cheers to everybody. 805 day is coming. Remember that?
That's right.
It's we're a week away from 805 day.
People are drinking beers and bowls.
805 day. We're drinking bad.
The dogs asleep. I don't know what's going on.
The woods are on fire. We're in the house. We're not even in the studio.
Bizarro.
It's Bizarro World. PerfectPourPod.com/805.
The number is
805. That will bring you to the page where it explains what's happening on 805 day.
Just let the mother effer burn.
Yep. Paul from Fairfax has started this we're not... Big 805 fans, we love to make fun of 805. But Paul's like, come on. August 8th month, the 5th of August, 05. So we, at the time of 805 on 805, we got everybody on the perfect, that listens to the perfect pour has to drink an 805. At 8:05 p.m. So you can choose to whether you can just at your time slot, whatever time zone you're in, I'm going to drink an 805 at 8:05 a.m. or p.m. Yes. Or both. Or you can be like Chew is going to just drink at every 05 that day. On 8:05, he's just going to drink every 5 minutes past the hour all day because it's going to be 8:05 somewhere. Every every 05 is 805 somewhere.
He's doing all the time zones.
Yeah, I feel like Chu's going to do that. But he hasn't mentioned anything about it.
Man.
So I don't know. So that's coming. So if you want to look, there's that page. And to prepare yourself, try to start trading for your 805 beer.
What's your first social media that you're going to for the hashtag? So 805 and 0 seconds.
Probably Instagram.
Instagram first.
Beer Geeks or Instagram number one, Twitter number two. I mean, besides Untappd. Nice. I mean, so I guess hashtag 805 day, 805 day, and use that. Because I think I saw one thing where Firestone did like an 805 day last year, but it was like very weak. It was like, it was like two tweets about it.
Not a strong presence.
It was just like 805 day, guys, or something. So we're helping you, Firestone. We're helping you. You're welcome. Even though you've never acknowledged us, but that's fine. We're still going to keep going.
They should send us a neon sign.
Yeah, at least. At the very least. Help us out. So that's coming, and there's just having fun. That's coming. In the next week, we're going to have fun at Perfect Pour Pod on social media. Follow us on Untappd, and have all the fun. Be safe. Check your dates, and we'll see you next week for 805 Weekend.
Summer.